I'm the architect's driver here with Adam Herriot. Adam, Deep Green Resistance, what is that?
Deep Green Resistance is an environmental organisation that started 3 years ago. It's based on the analysis from Derek Jensen's book Endgame that industrial civilisation is the reason we've got a lot of the problems in the world. Environmental destruction, patriarchy, war, different things like that. The Deep Green Resistance book came out in 2011. And it uses that analysis, and it's basically a manual on how to form a resistance organisation, a resistance movement. DGR is an above-ground organisation, and we are advocating for an underground network to form to do sabotage against infrastructure, so strategically thinking about these things. So it's about leaving the fossil fuels in the ground, but it needs to be done in a humane and savvy way, so we're not advocating harming any humans or any other living beings.
So we've got the City of London, the City of Corruption, we've got the war machine, banks, oil, arms.
Yep.
We've got corporations, we've got Rio Tinto, Glencore going out, displacing people, sending in the militia, polluting the waters, tearing down them holy mountains.
Yeah. So yeah, we think all that should stop. We believe.
How are you going to do that?
Well, we believe that's, you know, all those different things are part of industrial civilization. So we say the issues are systemic, and we believe that if we can target the infrastructure and we can basically bring down industrial civilization. So we want all these things to end. If there's no electricity, if there's no oil, then these things just won't be possible.
So how? What do you mean? There's people been sabotaging already?
There's some people in the UK that have been sabotaging. Yeah, I did some research last year and written a blog post about it on the DGR UK blog. And going back 15 years, there's been lots of examples of sabotage against infrastructure in the UK. The best example is a power station in Kent, a coal power station. One guy jumped the electric fences to get in. He crashed one of the generators and then jumped out. He left a little card saying no new coal. He didn't get caught, and that's the sort of thing we're advocating for.
Going in and taking out power stations.
Yeah, well, yeah. Without harming anyone. Yeah, without harming any people.
What about the corporations? How are we going to get to the bosses, to the people in the CEOs and...
We're not targeting individuals. We want the infrastructure to stop so that industrial civilization can just basically collapse. I mean, we believe
how we're going to live without the internet.
Well, we believe that we're in a global collapse, that population's shooting up, we've got food prices going up, we've got energy issues, we've got climate change. So that collapse, we would say, is going to be long, messy, maybe taking 100 years. And we believe it will lead to climate change, runaway climate change, and there won't be many living beings left because the shift in temperature will be so quick that the seasons will be disturbed and we won't be able to get any food. So we're advocating speeding that collapse up. So say instead of taking 100 years, taking 20 years. And then there's a chance that there'll be some humans and non-humans and the rest of our biosphere that we left.
It's going to be a lot of people dead then, isn't it?
It's possible, but we believe that there's going to be a everyone's going to be dead if we continue on this path.
Have you seen Mad Max?
I have seen Mad Max, yeah.
What do you think of that?
It's really scary, yeah.
Is that what's going to happen?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say what's going to happen.
If you collapse the industrial civilization, that's what's going to happen, isn't it?
But we believe if we don't do this, if we don't act like this across the environmental movement...
Have you seen that Israel has completely lost it and gone out massacring people in Gaza?
Yeah, I'm following it, yeah.
Been promoted by the BBC, the UK government.
Yeah. I was down at the occupation outside the BBC on Wednesday.
In Bristol, before we came. What were you doing there?
I was visiting. I was seeing what was going on.
They occupied the BBC in Bristol.
They did. Yeah, they've got banners outside. And there was a massive march on Saturday. I heard there was 4,000 people.
So if you take, for instance, like they got nuclear bombs and the way they just take out Gaza, if there's any sort of like resistance, they're just going to bomb you.
Well, they've got to find us. I mean, one of the things about the underground is that these people that have been doing this work, the idea is the reason they're underground is that the state just doesn't know who they are.
So down here we've got potential recruits, propaganda or psyop groups, intelligence groups.
This is just a diagram. It's just an example.
Who's the intelligence group?
We don't know who's in the underground. There's a firewall between an above ground and an underground. This is based on past resistance movements. And the reason you have this firewall is because...
Like a rhizome. There's no head. There's lots of...
Yeah, well, also, if people get caught in the underground, they can't take people out of the above ground and vice versa. It's for security purposes that we have this firewall.
Who's these fuckers here? The informants?
I'd say they're working in corporations and they've got information and they passing information to people in the underground so that they can act on it.
So that's not the cops?
No, it's not the cops. But we need to expect the cops to, you know, to infiltrate and also corporations to send in corporate spies and all sorts of things like that. We need to expect that.
This looks like a war. This looks like
I think we are at war. I think we are at war.
Yeah. Who are we at war with?
I think that this system, industrial civilization, is at war with the planet, and that's our home. And I think we need to defend it.
So how? I mean, we've got a royal family. We've got a queen. You know, she's a goat. She's got hairy goat legs.
Is she okay?
How are we going to stop the royals? How are we going to stop the government? How are we going to stop the Israeli Defense Force?
I don't believe. I mean, the reason I joined Deep Green Resistance, I'm involved, is I don't think it's possible to have any overt conflict with the status quo, with the state, anything like that. But I believe this kind of asymmetric action. So this approach it could possibly work because
I believe in you, but I'm kind of scared that we take it. I've got little ones and that I'm kind of scared that. Everyone in the city will die, do you know what I mean? They will take out the cities. Hmm. Would you advocate running to the, get your kids and run to the woods?
Well, part of our job in the above ground is to look at ways that we can adapt basically to a post-civilization world. So that's one of the jobs that one of the roles for the above ground Deep Green Resistance. So things like transition towns, eco-villages, permaculture, all these different ideas, and also looking at direct democracy. But it's cities. I mean, I used to live in London. I now live in Bristol. But I don't think they're a sustainable place to live. And I think if, food, we have issues with food supply and stuff like that, I wouldn't want to be living in a city. I think there's no good options. We haven't got any good options coming. You know, the world is falling apart, in my opinion, and it's just how less bad can it be?
I agree with you 100%. And the Derek Jensen Endgame, his premises are incredible, aren't they? Taking the day before the Israelis lost a soldier was captured.
Mm.
So the BBC, the White House, everyone, they fetishize over the loss of that soldier,
mm-hmm.
and they kill every Palestinian, every Gazan within the vicinity to kill their own soldier.
Wow. Okay, I wasn't aware of that. That's unbelievable.
It's called the Hannibal Directive.
Okay. Right.
You know, that's the kind of tactics why it's scary. And I think a lot of people, the reason why the status quo is maintained is because people are scared of the consequences, the what you're talking about, this sort of return to I don't know how North American Red Indian people lived off the land, this other kind of way of living, this other society, that the transition, millions, maybe billions are going to be lost if that was to happen.
It's hard to say what's going to happen, but I mean, what do you think we need?
I think it's going to happen anyway. Mm. Whatever, it's just time will tell. There'll be a world war, whether it's next year or 2050 or 2100. It'll be Russia, China,
mm-hmm.
fighting over the last vestiges, fighting over the
resources.
I think Israel will go, Jerusalem will be bombed, London will be bombed, New York, everything will go. Probably the only people that survive probably be the Russians. They'll head out to the swamps and they'll live off all that grain, and that's how it'll be.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's really hard to say what's going to happen. Yeah. Yeah.
It's taxi driver here talking. What was your name again?
Adam Herriot
from the deep
Green Resistance.
Deep Green Resistance.